There is now a scientific way to find out whether someone is smoking, even if no one else is in the room. The device, invented by a Dartmouth College chemist, can send a signal that secondhand smoke is drifting into the air. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, the detector will be marketed to hotels, public housing, colleges, any place where people are not supposed to smoke, but do anyway.
The nondescript white plastic box, brand named Fresh Air Sensor, gets installed into a wall outlet. Inside, a computer chip is coated with polymers that are sensitive to certain chemicals found in tobacco and marijuana. Dartmouth chemistry professor Joseph Belbruno says he originally designed the device for a public health worker who wants to show parents that smoking in the house, even if not right in front of the kids, could still be harmful.
That was the idea. It was meant not so much as a deterrent, but rather as an aid in trying to get parents to see that they were still affecting the health of their children.
Over years of development, though, and with input from Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business, the marketing team is now targeting different users, primarily hotel owners who are tired of cleaning up after smokers in rooms designated as smoke-free. Belbruno doesn't worry about invading privacy in a situation like that.
We thought about it, but when someone rents a hotel room for the night and you sign that rental agreement at the beginning, you sign that you won't smoke in the room. And so it's not as though we're misleading anyone by including the sensor in the room. What we're really doing is helping the hotel to enforce what they want to enforce in the first place and what you've actually signed on to when you sign into the hotel room.
The detector can sense both tobacco and marijuana smoke, though it does not distinguish between them, so it's not likely to be used to alert, say, drug enforcers. But whatever you try to smoke in secret, this little white box may tell on you.
That's one way to put it. Yes, it can. And the idea is that when it detects a smoking event, it will send a signal out over Wi-Fi to let people know that smoking has happened. It also will record the signal, so you could always go back later and retrieve it.
Two organizations, the Dartmouth Regional Technology Center and the Dartmouth Entrepreneurial Network, are helping to bring this new technology to market. The price has yet to be set, and a patent is still pending, but Belbruno says it could be available as early as midwinter. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.